I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana Festival Theater opens their 2012 summer season with the musical Damn Yankees, book by George Abbott and Douglas Wallop, music by Richard Adler with Jerry Ross. Directed by George Penny, musical direction by Terry Labolt. And our guest is Don Farrell, who's in town to play, well, to play the devil, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Here in Bloomington. Thanks very much for joining us, Don.
Thanks for having me.
First time you've done this show?
It is. It is. The first time doing Damn Yankees. I'm really, really fortunate to be able to be working with all these wonderful students and the staff and the design team here at IU.
Now, this involves a team that no longer exists, so it's really a historical document, the Washington Senators. Even at the time that this was made, first in war, first in peace, and last in the American League. And we've got a character here who, while you're listening, actually says that he would give his soul if the Washington Senators could only win the pennant.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up on this. You have the nice name of Applegate, and I've always wondered a little bit about why the devil's called Applegate in this show.
You know, that's a very good question. I wonder if it has any throwback to Adam and Eve and the apple, and then it's a gate leading you into possible new decisions and choices that you might be able to go down this path if you so choose.
It strikes me that you, along with the devil, are a piece of a logician. Applegate, eh?
Yes, Applegate. And he takes the opportunity to not only try to steal the soul of Joe Boyd, but also this is a mass torture type of deal where he ends up getting thousands and thousands of Washington fans who are in hopes of the Washington Senators winning the pennant and finally beating those damn Yankees.
Thousands and thousands, perhaps among them, senators and congressmen.
Absolutely. I mean, after all, they're politicians. And how do you think those politicians got their start?
And you're aided and abetted with Lola, who, according to her own testimony, gets what she wants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's a 172-year-old soul who ended up selling her soul to be transformed into this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful artist. And, of course, now we have Charnette, who's marvelous in the role as well. So,
Charnette Beatty?
Charnette Beatty, yes.
Ah. We're talking now with Don Farrell. He's the person who plays Applegate, the devil, in the show Damn Yankees, as he tries for the soul of Joe Boyd, who's just a dyed-in-the-wool Washington Senators fan. They don't make them like that anymore, I don't think.
Actually, I grew up being an Atlanta Braves fan back in the day when Ted Turner opened up Fulton County Stadium for free. General seating was all free. The team was so bad at the time. So I was a true fan years and years ago before they ended up going to the World Series.
But would you have sold your soul?
I don't think I would have gone that far. No.
We've been talking with Don Farrell. He plays Applegate, the devil himself, in Damn Yankees. It opens the season for the Indiana Festival Theater June 13th. At the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
One, two, three strikes, you're